Yes, to follow the eternal divine path is easier when Maitreya is here. When he is not here, it's a bit more difficult. And this is an endeavor I have to do.
Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to establish, and hopefully we one day will, that you guys become self-sufficient and the mission become yours, and you need me less and less, so one day I can just leave this body and go back to the Father and say, Father, I wanted to be with you. All the time, I just don't want to be with you, you know, just when I give sad songs or, and then I'm talking about, you know, mission. So you guys want to be with me and I want to be with the Father, and I appreciate that, but that's why Father sometimes pushed me, actually, when I had that vision of God, that He was lying in the universe and His body was absolute universe and His grace and love was billions of billions more than ever you could experience of love any of anyone. I didn't want to come back. I wanted to stay there. I just didn't want to come back, and I felt I was pushed back to my body. I said, no, you cannot stay here right now. Go back, you have things to do. And I understand, it's nice to be with God and with His grace and hear His words and beauty and how wonderful He is and how He has done all these things and cleans, actually, I think satsang is a kind of a cleansing process. It cleans you, it's just taking shower, it's just, you feel good, you feel strong, you feel you're more connected to the mission and the world. And when you go to the world, they take away this string of beauty, one by one, they chip that out away from you. And so it's good to be, just like you're taking a shower. If you don't take a shower a couple of weeks, what happens? You get very there, they start smelling and no good. So that's why I like to see hundreds of thousands of people are giving satsang like this all over the world. But of course, those who teach my teaching and they are connected to God, not teaching their own teaching and putting my name on them, and that doesn't work. That there are the false teachers and false prophets that they're going to make the people go astray instead of go to God. But the teaching is the way to God, and that's what it has to be taught. And so, thank for, you know, feeling that you'd like to be with me, and but I like to see you guys to become more and more independent and teach this teaching by yourselves out there. But when the people start getting attached to you, you say, I am not doing it, this is God doing it through me. And never ever create teachers or gurus or mullahs or rabbis or fathers or sisters or brothers, but you are all a channel for God and let Him manifest. Connect humanity to God. Because if you don't connect humanity to God, what happens? We're going to have religions. Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism. Who are in the way? The priests are. The teachers that they say, we are lamas. We are half. Our hat is red, so we are hat, red hat lamas. We are better than yellow hat lamas. And on and on. And then they connect you to what? To themselves and say, we are God. That you listen to us. Whatever we say is the truth. So what happens? Other people get connected to God? They don't. They get connected to the teachers, to the rabbis, to the mullahs, to the, you know, brothers, sisters, fathers. And that is when that truth become what? Become religion. Okay. But people are not connected to God directly. And if such a teacher, you find such a teacher, say, sorry, you know, my teacher said I have to go to God directly. Can you take me there? Can you tell me something that helped you get there? So then I listen to you, and that's wonderful. And when you said enough, and I don't have anything, you don't have anything else to teach me, you know, I have to seek another teacher that can connect me even more to God. That's what I want to be. And that's so I like to see you guys connect people to God more and more, mention and and bring humanity to understand that they can go to God directly, they can be connected to God directly, and you are just a channel, you are a helper there to help them to connect to God. So I like to see you guys become more independent from me, actually. You depend on the God. That doesn't mean that, of course, that we shouldn't do the mission together. The only thing we left, be connected to God and get the mission done together. And that's all we get into it, you know, in what we're doing. And but I understand what you're saying. I know satsangs are beautiful. Actually, I feel more clean and more connected when I give satsangs, and just like it takes the world away from you, and it connects you directly to God more and more, and the world cannot get you as easily. So that's why he said, faith comes with the hearing of the word. And so hearing of the word is satsang. Satsang is, you know, something that has to be done. You know, what kind of satsang they're giving out there? Satsang is by this, by that, Hollywood. You know, what kind of the dress this woman was wearing in the Oscar? It was who was the best dressed? You know, buy this, and this is goal after life, to become like these people that, you know, that woman that they starved herself to death just to be in the shape, to fit in their clothes, that they just watch television, what happened now, it's just full of false teachers that are telling you that is the goal after life. And that's the kind of a sad song, basically, we can't even call it sad song, but mass song probably you should call it. In mass human's mind, okay, they have to have those television and radio and all those wonderful technology to give sat songs. Talk about God, talk about different religions, how they are unified, and create movies about, who just, they use at least once in a while make a movie about Moses or, you know, Christ. Of course they make Hollywood still would put a couple of scenes that they like to put in, but still at least he was talking about some great, you know, spiritual beings and all that. So we can see, you know, we can have to envelope humanity into this kind of a propaganda, really. Propaganda can be three kinds too. You can propagand for, you know, from ignorance. You can propagand from knowledge, from passion. Mostly right now it's from passion. Or you can propagand from knowledge. Propagand for knowledge is God, the creation of the commons of life, God, how he sent these religions, how they are unified, how each of them stands for one part of the path. And I like to see our missions just, you know, being so strong in getting to the people. We can just get this message everywhere. You know, that's why we use the technology. We are not just go to the mountain and covered us. And I think technology is being given to us, and God has given to us.